for that.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
For the afternoon to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, whether it's sunny, whether it's raining, whether it's windy, or even whether it's hailing, wherever you are, whatever the time, it's time to take 25. Put your seat up, sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Something to wiggle our bum and all of those types of things you do on a Wednesday afternoon with a song like that. Awesome start. Now, we are in spring, officially in spring, which means the weather's up and down. One minute it's lovely and sunny and it's blue sky and it kind of lulls you into that false sense of security that summer's here. Oh, and then the rain and the wind and the cold comes again. So what on earth do we do on weekends like this?
You just grab every single opportunity that comes your way, like I did this weekend. It was I had the most amazing weekend at the beach.
All right, well, you can't leave it at that, Irene. Tell us all about what happened. Where did you go?
Well, I went to Waihi Beach. A girlfriend of mine had a family get-together organised, and through sickness she ended up on her own with a whole batch to herself, and took the off chance that I was available and how I was. So away we went, and we just had the most amazing time. It rained on the Saturday, but we were busy exploring, and it was sort of just drizzle rain, and it was warm, so what the hell, we were out there. But look, I had this wonderful recollection of a previous time that I'd been out there that brought back all these wonderful memories. I went out there with my two daughters one time, and of course, so many years on now, we're talking that was about 30 years ago, maybe. And so many years on now, and I'm sitting there going, ooh, now if a parent did this today, they would be classified as being an unfit parent, probably. Ooh. I don't know. I would love the listeners to give me their feedback on this, because I still don't consider that I did anything wrong, but I know today's society would probably think that I did. You want to hear more?
Oh, gosh, yes. And a bit of judgment going on here. Is this good parenting?
Exactly. That's where I'm throwing this question out there, you see, because my 15-year-old daughter and I used to love what we called rock racing. So we'd find a beach that had a lovely area of big rocks that were good to jump on, and you just leap from one to the other as fast as you could go and race each other around the next headland or whatever, you know, and loads of fun. I don't know how we never broke a leg or broke an ankle, but we never did, and we just loved doing it. So we're out at Bowentown, and daughter number one is lying in the sand getting a suntan, and 15-year-old daughter and I go for a rock run. And it was great. And we went screaming around the corner, and then we eventually came to a gully that was too big for us to be able to jump across and too steep to climb over. And there was a terrific current out there. I've got some amazing photos of this, so I'll put them all up on Facebook so that you can see the current in the area I'm talking about. I did all that this weekend. And so we decided, okay, we better turn back. We're both strong swimmers, but we looked at the current, too dangerous, we better turn back. And so we turned back, but then the tide had been coming in, and one of the smaller gullies that we jumped across before was now also a big gully, and we couldn't get across that either. So we had to sit there and sort of decide how we were going to get ourselves out of this precarious situation. And we decided to go straight up and over the top. And straight up was pretty precarious. I've taken photographs of straight up. I can't believe we did it. But we got up over the rocks, and then we were into the scrub in the bush, which the scrub in the bush was wall-to-wall gorse.
Oh, wow.
So we then had to get our way through this gorse patch, and I was sort of taking clothes off and putting them on the gorse so my daughter could slide past, because I was terrified she was going to get scratched to pieces. And then we eventually got to the road, and we got down safe. So it was a happy ending. But I just think about it nowadays and think, you know, what would people think with a mother doing that with her daughter, you know?
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Rock racing, I have no problem with that. I think that's a fun sport, you know, and it teaches us we have to be obviously a bit careful, but hey, I think that's fun. But would they do it today? Gosh, even just that in itself would be, yeah, I don't know. But I hope they would, because I think it's fun. But let's look at those other things. As you were talking, I'm thinking, actually, you're quite a sensible mother. You made those choices, and you made those informed choices. And imagine if you had gone in the water and the current was too strong. You wouldn't be here today to tell the story. So there was a choice that you made, and I think that was actually quite responsible. What you had to climb and get out of it, again, you took those choices and thought, well, we can do this. You know, again, would they do it today? I'd hope so. But gorse, come on, Irene, going through the gorse. Or did you not know it was there at first? Did you just suddenly come across that bit prickly?
Well, it was just a case of there were no other choices. We had to go there, and we had to go through the gorse. So we were going to get scratched, but at least we'd be alive at the other end of it.
Absolutely. So you couldn't stay on the rocks?
No.
Until the tide went? Okay.
No. The tide was coming in. Now, that is the one part that I will criticise myself for, because I don't recall being aware of whether the tide was coming in or going out, and that's a bad move. If you're going to do something like that, you should always check and make sure. So if it's coming in and you're doing things like jumping across gullies, you know that gully's going to get an awful lot bigger, you know, when you're trying to go
true.
Back. So,
yeah.
So an error on my part there. But hey, you get to the beach, you're having fun, it's all on, and it's like, let's go. You know, we weren't the sunbathe in the sand for hours on end type of people, and so off we went. But it was just, I'd totally forgotten the incident. And there I am out at Bowen Town, and I'm going, oh my God, I have to recall this. So I sort of went around all the places that we went to before, and the old road that we'd walked down is no longer there. And, you know, it was great. It was great looking at all. But the rip, the gullies, the gorse, and all of that's still there.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. That's a good point you make, though, that we do need to think maybe a little bit ahead. And I can say I've been in that situation. Well, not quite the same situation, but we haven't thought ahead, and we've had to wait on the rocks until we could get back, which, again, was us just not thinking. And often that's where people get caught out, actually, and sometimes don't come back. Because they've got nowhere else to actually go. So I suppose making us think a little bit more carefully, especially as summer comes, that, yeah, we're going to have all this fun, but just think ahead to make sure you can get back, or, you know, that you're safe.
Totally agree. I think the other thing I'd say is, if you do get caught on the rocks too, because you didn't realise the tide would come in so far, just check to see where the high water line is on the rocks, because if it's higher than where you can safely sit, then you need to look at another way to get out.
Yeah.
Don't wait till high tide, because that's going to be too late. But if it's below where you can safely sit, just hang it out. You know, you've only got 6 hours to wait for another tide. It's not that bad. You're not going to die. You know, you might be a bit cold or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point, looking for that high tide mark. You're right. And if you've got to get out, you've got to get out somehow. Mm. Or, yeah. So there we go, scrambling like a goat up the hill through the gorse.
Couldn't do it today. So that was such fond memories. Remember how I could do that.
Maybe it is, actually, as we get a little bit older, we think back to those things and see them for worse than what they actually are. Only because maybe we're not quite as able, or we're too sensible now. Or I'm not saying too sensible, but we're a little bit more sensible. So we'd look at that and think, oh no, couldn't do that. But in the time, yeah, that was fine.
Yeah. It comes back to, I think it's just society. Society is so much more judgmental nowadays. And so in my day, nobody would have looked at that as being a bad thing. But if I'd done exactly the same thing today, I probably would have had quite a number of comments and judgmental things, and some slapping me on the back and saying, go for it, woman, and probably a larger group going, no, that was not a good thing for a parent to do.
Oh, yeah, and that's such, well, I think that's such a shame, because I think we've got to get out there, we've got to challenge ourselves in the end. Apart from, you know, the tide thing, you found a way out, and it's just that not a lot of people would actually even bother doing that these days. They'd be kind of, oh no, you know.
They'd just scream for help.
Yeah, I know. And well, that's a society. Well, it'd be great to hear what our listeners, what do you think? Do you think that was irresponsible? Do you think this is something that we should do? We should challenge out, but not obviously go out when the tide's coming in and can't get him back. But to do those things that challenge us, and not kind of just sit there and go, oh, help, without thinking how you can get out of that situation. And it might be a little bit hard sometimes, and that's okay. Let's just have a little break, put a bit of music on, and we'd love to hear your thoughts and thinking about what would you do. you went down to Waihee. Now, I don't know if you remember, Irene, but Kim and John are down there at Waihee Resort. So what a shame. You didn't think of that. You could have popped in and said hi to our sister Two Sugars presenter.
I know, and it did totally slip my mind. It was such a last-minute thing going down there. And, of course, you know me, how I like my food and my wine, and I'm on holiday, I'm having this wonderful weekend. And so, you know, it was straight to the most fabulous-looking food place. I had a burger that was with black buns, which just tasted like ordinary bread, but I cannot for the life of me figure out how they've made these buns black without changing the flavour of them.
So, was it a mental thing as well? Did that put you off having a black? Well, no, because you get brown bread anyway, but a black.
No, but
bun.
This is black. We're talking charcoal black. In fact, the people that were at the table next to us thought that it was charcoal and were waiting for me to send it back.
Isn't that funny?
It was actually soft and it was just as nice as any other burger. But, but being a chef, the thing that's fascinated me is there's only a number of things that will turn food black. Every one of them will change the flavour of the food. And there was this, if I'd shut my eyes and put that in my mouth, it just would have tasted like an ordinary burger bun.
Now, I'm a bit curious now. What turns things, the only thing I can think of in my mind, and I don't even know if I'm right, is squid ink.
Okay, well, that would be the most obvious one, because that does turn the food a nice charcoal black if you put enough of it in. But it's got a very, very fishy flavour to it. So you can't get away with that without it showing. There is black food colouring, but you still get a little bit of a flavour coming through with black food colouring. And trying to get a bun totally black with black food colouring, you'll normally get sort of slightly darker and greyer areas. It's very hard to get, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're doing it at the dough stage or whatever. So there's beetroot, there's onion skins, there's all sorts of things that you can put.
Onion skins?
Onion skins, if you keep boiling and boiling and boiling them, they'll go from a nice tan colour through to quite a dark brown.
Would they not have the onion taste?
Yes, that's what I mean. There was nothing I could think of. Beetroot, if you boil that down, it'll go a very, very dark sort of purpley colour. But even so, you're going to have that beetrooty flavour. So.
What was the burger called? Did it have any kind of inkling?
Nope. It was just an ordinary beef burger.
Do you reckon that we can maybe get in contact with them and they might reveal their secret? Shall we? Shall we try that?
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to. I can't be bothered.
Well, no, you've got me quite fascinated.
I know. Well, I was. I was totally fascinated at the time. And then when everybody else realised, I had to pick little pieces on my bun out and give them to all the other people at the table so they knew that there was no flavour in it. Because they didn't believe me that there was no flavour. It was just a plain bread flavour.
Can you remember the name of the cafe?
Oh, yeah, it was the pub down there. It was the Waihee Beach, not Waihee Town. It was the local tavern, pub.
I tell you what, we might get Kim, since she's down there, she's local now, we might get her to do a wee bit of snooping for us.
That'd be great.
And
I did actually walk through, you know, this is how bad I am. I'm on my zone to have fun, and I did actually walk through the Waihee Beach camping ground and didn't even think of Kim.
I know, but sometimes, as you say, we just jump, we go, there's an opportunity. It reminds me, actually, of one of my dear friends, the trip that we've just been on. I got an email from her. Now, how long have we been back? We've been back a while. Anyway, I got an email from her, and in the subject heading, it's like, so, was it that bad? We only got two pictures. And I thought, there's a bit of reverse psychology. I'm going to have to answer that. And I thought, I'm not on holiday to send people pictures. I'm on holiday for me. And I thought she was expecting a whole lot more pictures to come through. But as many of you know, I'm not a social media person. I'm not kind of snap and send type thing. And actually, it was the last thing that I thought of was sending anybody back home pictures, because it was my holiday.
So. Did you take pictures, though?
Oh, yes, absolutely, I did, and I will now share them with her. But she was expecting me, I think, you know, to send pictures every couple of days where we were and everything else, and I thought, well, no, this is my holiday. I'm not holidaying for you.
I'm with you sort of 75% on that. I do get tired with a lot of my friends when they go on holiday, and every day I've got this mass of photos that I'm supposed to go through and comment on, and like it's their holiday, not mine. Yeah. And much as I'm really happy that they're having fun, you know, a couple of photos a week saying I'm having a ball and everything's great and we're heading off to here, that's enough for me. You know, I don't need the whole lot that they've taken for the day sort of thing. But having said that, I do put a lot of my photos up because my family and that may not have been to that place and they find it interesting. And so with the people that I know, I do put stuff up.
So, mm. Yeah, no, I just thought it was quite funny. She says, was it that bad that, you know, you didn't send anything? I thought, there's a bit of reverse psychology going up here. Yeah, she knows definitely. I'm going to have to answer that. So
she's forcing you.
I know. And I've got to get, we're halfway through actually sorting out those photos, so I will get a few up there. Anyway, that's about it. That's all we've got time for today. And, yeah, so here we go. We're in spring. If you get the opportunity, just jump in the car and head down to Waihee or anywhere actually around New Zealand or just down to the park for a picnic. And yeah, let us know. Do you think Irene was a good mum or not so good mum? Visit us on Facebook, on our Two Sugars Facebook, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.